Friends and radio listeners, you are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying, but won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Notsay, and I'm so happy that you've tuned into the broadcast today, and I know that today's message by Brother Hardy is one that is certain to bless your soul. It is one of my favorite, and it is entitled, The Power of One Praying Man. This is a very timely message on the power of prayer. It's an exciting message and one that is certain to not only boost your faith, but that is to bless you and that is to inspire and encourage you to allow the Spirit of God to anoint your prayer life. So let's join Brother Hardy now for this beautiful message, The Power of One Praying Man.
And God said if we would pray, He would let us know where the enemy is. And then we can pray and capture them by prayer. And God will blind their eyes. And they will wander around and stumble. And it will set our loved ones free. I'm not going to let anything pull me out of my prayer closet. I'm not going to let anything take my prayer life. I know if I'm going to be more powerful than Satan and his legions of demons, that I must maintain a prayer life. If I'm going to know his plots and plans and ambushes, then I must stay in contact with Almighty God, who never slumbers, who never sleeps. If I'm going to have the weapons to defeat the enemy in my wrestling match, in my boxing match with sin, I'm going to have the power of prayer on my side. I'm going to have my eyes open to know that there is more for me than they that be against me. To know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. To know that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That I can know that thanks be unto God that always gives me the victory. That I can know what or who shall separate me from the love of God. So tribulation, so distresses, so peril, so famine, so nakedness, so sword, nay, 1,000 times nay. I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a victor. Because I pray and pray, prayer will make me more powerful than the enemy. For I am persuaded that neither life nor death, nor things present, nor things to come, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor nothing in the heights above, and nothing in the depths below, nor any other creature shall be able to defeat me. Separate me from the love of God. Defeat me. Overcome me. Hallelujah. Nor any other thing under creation shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus the Lord. As long as I pray and keep in contact with God and keep his spirit upon me. For it's not by the might of man's might, nor by the might of his army or weaponry, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, then the spirit or the invisibleness of Jehovah shall lift up a standard against him. For the root meaning of Ruach in the Old Testament means invisible force. Oh, I might be not be able to see him with my physical eyes like the servant of Elijah, but by prayer I can see him with my spiritual eyes. And like Elijah saw the chariots of fire and horsemen thereof. I can see the everlasting arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can see the power of the Holy Ghost. I can see the mighty army of angels of God on my side. And I can say, nay, in all of these things, I am more than a conqueror. I'm talking about the power of one praying man could do what an army with swords and spears couldn't do, what money couldn't buy, what man's might and forces could not bring about. The one praying man didn't even have to get up off of his seat and draw a sword or bend a bow. And he defeated the greatest army known at that time. And honey, we don't have to come out of our prayer closet. But God, by our prayers, will give us the power to defeat the enemy right in our prayer closet. Oh, send the demons that will release them from my loved ones. That will release them from those that are needing deliverance. Hallelujah. I'm not worried because the enemy surrounds me, because when I see in the spirit, I know the Lord and I have the enemy surrounded. My prayers, you'll have to confront up in the beginning, and he'll have to confront the mighty moving of the mighty power of the Spirit of God, because he said, behold, I give you power over all of the power of your enemy, and prayer will bring that power in operation in your life. And when you know by prayer you got power over your enemy, you're not afraid. You can say, fear not, to the people, only believe. For if God be for us, and he is, who can be against us? And if he wouldn't spare his own son, but deliver him and offer him up for us all, how shall he not also with him, after he has paid the price for our sins, conquered death, hell, the grave, and the devil, and all adversaries of God, sent it on high, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living, to make intercessions to God for them that love him and come to him. Hallelujah. When I have a need, and when the enemy comes in like the flood, then I come boldly to the throne of grace, and I go to my advocate, Jesus Christ, the conquering Lord of glory. And the Lord ushers me into the Father and says, Father, whatever he prays, do it for him in my name. How many say amen? Smite the enemy with blindness. Open up God's people's eyes. Defeat the enemy. Make him stronger by prayer than his enemy. And God always grants the wishes and prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just like he said at the words of the servant of Elijah, he blinded the enemy. Hallelujah. The trouble is, God's people are blind to the great truths of salvation and victory, and they live in fear and in bondage to an enemy that has been already conquered at Calvary and whipped by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God extends this victory to every one of us. Hallelujah. He said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you, not apostles only, not prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers only, but I give unto every one of my children power over all the power of the enemy. And that power, part of that power, part of that armor, is prayer. Sure, the enemy don't want you to pray. Because as I preached several weeks ago, that we are to put the whole armor of God on. And it's made up seven parts. And the first five parts are defensive weapons. And the enemy knows that the only two offensive weapons that a Christian has is the sword of the Spirit, which is the spoken word of God, and prayer. And when you let the devil eliminate prayer, he's taken a weapon out of your hand. And pretty soon, when you don't pray, you're going to lose contact with God, And you're not going to hear the spoken word of God, and he's going to take the other weapon out of the other hand. And pretty soon, you're going to drop the shield of faith, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And when you drop the shield of faith, then you're vulnerable in your essential vital organs, and the enemy will stop you. Now, I know the enemy has stopped a lot of people. He isn't supposed to. He shouldn't. But they let him, because they don't pray. And their eyes have got blinded to the weapons that are at their disposal. And they're like Elisha's servant saying, "Man of God, what am I going to do?" If the man of God wouldn't have been there and he'd have been by himself, you know what he would have did? He had two options. He couldn't run away and escape because he was encompassed. He would either try to hide and figure sooner or later they're going to get me. They have to burn each house down. Or else surrender. And most logically, he would have surrendered. And the sad thing of it is, a lot of God's people have surrendered. But brethren, I'm not surrendering. Hallelujah! I'm not surrendering. I'm taking enemies captive. No, we don't want to kill them. Let's save them. Huh? Let's save the enemy. Let's save the lost out there. Let's not kill them. Let's capture them by prayer and save them. Put them down at the Lord's table. Give them the bread of life and the water of life, and send them home to their master, the Lord Jesus Christ. How many say amen?
Amen. What a powerful message by my father, Brother Hardy. The power of one praying man. Without controversy, the most vital spiritual weapon in all of Scripture, in both Old and New Testaments, is that of prayer. It is the most dynamic release of God's divine power on the planet. James 5:16 says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much." And you know, that's good news. But as you read in the Greek text, you find out it's even more potent and more intense. Because the Greek doesn't say avails much, that is, does a good job or brings good results. But rather it says prevails. And that means to conquer and override every and all opposition. Prayer is the catalyst that releases the hand of God to move in our behalf. Whenever God wants to move or to visit or to pour out his spirit or do any kind of work, he sets men to praying. And that's why our adversary Satan fights our prayer life so relentlessly. Now, we would like you to have a copy of this message, The Power of One Praying Man. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. We believe that it will inspire you to have a greater confidence in your prayer life. And when you order The Power of One Praying Man, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, 5 Conditions of Answered Prayer. Now, this message will look into some of, not all of, but some of the hindrances that we may be facing why our prayers are not being answered. You will receive both of these messages if you write Brother Hardy and request The Power of One Praying Man and 5 Conditions of Answered Prayer, the Answered Prayer series. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please send your love offering and request the Answered Prayer series. Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.